It's Friday, September 21st, 2007, and welcome to Episode 4 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Well, last week's podcast about Google Docs and spreadsheets was very timely because this week Google has added the availability of Google Presently to Google Apps. Google Presently is an online presentation tool similar to Microsoft PowerPoint. This past spring, I was using Zenter, an independent company that was developing a PowerPoint-like online tool, and I really liked the interface, but fortunately or unfortunately, it was bought out by Google in June, and Google took it off the market. Another PowerPoint-like application by Tonic Systems was also purchased by Google in April of this year, so Google has been adding intellectual property in this area for some time now. As an educator, it's sometimes frustrating to see these companies come and go, so I'm always cautious about using any Web 2.0 tool because you never know how long the company may be around before a bigger company buys them out. The other very frustrating thing with all of these programs is the problem of creating a new user ID and password for every application you want to try out. I sat down the other day and started to count how many different user IDs and passwords I had with various sites, and I stopped at 40 between work and home before I became too depressed about this problem. Someday a company will invent a user ID and password synchronization tool that will address this issue, and when that happens, I want to invest in that company. One of the dangers of using Web 2.0 tools is that this market is still developing, and many of the tools, especially the ones that are free, appear and disappear rapidly. Many of the tools are supported by advertising, a few are offered as a subscription service, but this business model is also changing, and now that Google is getting closer to completing their online application suite, Google and other Web 2.0 companies are considering charging a fee similar to the selling of traditional software. The advertising model is something that I am very concerned about as an educator. We are constantly being targeted by advertisers to purchase their products. Do we really want this advertising in our schools? Is free software worth this intangible cost? As my dad used to say, there is no such thing as a free lunch, and I do worry about the slippery slope of advertisements in our schools, but that is a topic for another day. There is so much happening, and I have so much to share in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for the exciting Wild West days of Web 2.0. Speaking of Web 2.0, I will be giving two presentations at the Regional Office of Education Technology Conference coming up this October 5th, called School 2.0, Teacher Tools for the Next Generation at Charleston High School. I have presented at this conference for several years, and it is always a good conference for local educators to attend. If you are there and have listened to this podcast, be sure to stop by and chat. I would love to hear from you and get your opinion on how to improve this show. This week's technology pick of the week is Google Presently, and links are provided in the show notes for you to check out this new online PowerPoint alternative. There's also a link to a video available on YouTube that does a nice job explaining how Google Apps work. To use any of the Google Apps, you will need to register for an account with Google, but this is currently free and worthy of a look by educators. Presently is a very basic slideshow program, but the attractiveness for me is the ability to share your documents with others and collaborate online. Like Google Docs and spreadsheets, you can share a Presently document with others to edit and contribute to. When the document is saved, you will have the ability to go back to previous revisions so you can see a complete history of all changes and see the evolution of the document as it is being created. This is a great way for educators to collaborate and something I will be investigating further, and I will let you know how it is going in future shows. Well, that wraps it up for this week. Until next time, I'm Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.